This is Dakota Datebook for November 14th. On this date, in 1936, state and federal officials had evidence against some criminals. After a year-long investigation, the story broke. Newspapers across the country reported on a celebrity extortion plot hatched in a North Dakota penitentiary. Two convicts were put in solitary confinement. A former prison guard was arrested, and an outside accomplice was identified. The targets of the conspirators were four opera stars: Lily Pons, Carmela Pacella, Rosa Poncella, and Lucretia Borre. Theodore Larson, a life-term prisoner, created fake photos of the singers. He superimposed their images onto those of nude women in indecent poses. The original images had been smuggled into the prison by George Schultz, the former guard. Larson then took photos of the altered images. Authorities described Larson as a model prisoner and a mass killer. He had shot his wife and three in-laws, doused them with kerosene, and set them on fire. Larson pleaded insanity due to distress over child custody. The would-be extortionist became interested in opera after another inmate bragged about having a luxurious affair with one of the singers and showed off racy photos. They likely weren't fooled, but may have been inspired. Frank Fowler, imprisoned for fraud, was tasked with selling the fake pictures to the opera stars after his imminent release. Upon release, he was promptly arrested again. Prison officials labeled him one of the worst liars they had encountered. While in prison, Fowler claimed military benefits from both Canada and the U.S., stating he was a mechanical engineer and physician. He had a history of mail fraud, forgery, bad checks, and false pretenses. He served time in federal and state prisons, as well as military detention. He had various aliases, dates of birth, and birthplaces, but was originally from North Dakota. Peter Kateros from Buffalo, New York, was an outside accomplice. He faced charges conspiring to use the U.S. mail for extortion. He sent the obscene pictures used by Larson and Fowler for their photographic creations. It was unclear whether he also intended to participate in the extortion at the time of the report. The investigation also thwarted a planned prison break and the murder of another guard. While Schultz was not charged in the escape plot, he had facilitated uncensored mail for the convicts. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Lee Zerdrick. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.